Wow, thank you very much for those readings, Tim and Bridget. The second one, a grim reading about John the Baptist. But let's pray, shall we? We're going to pray as we come to God's word. Lord, we thank you for the treasure, which is your word. And we pray that we would hear those things that you want to speak to us, the blessings that you have given to us. Help us to hear and to receive and to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm not going to focus on the gospel today. I am going to focus on the reading from Ephesians. And as I began this morning talking to you about flying in to Heathrow, we're flying in to the beginning of Ephesians with the most high-level perspective of the gospel that we appreciate and that has been given to us, the good news. And as we flew in from Heathrow and we named those places that we might see as we come into land, whether it be Twickenham Stadium or Richmond Park, we are coming into land today as we hear the glorious gospel of spiritual blessings. There are words in this reading which should thrill our hearts, and we need to land today on one or two of them. So each one of us needs to take this reading to heart. The sentence in Greek is in one sentence, this amazing, glorious speech from St. Paul written into this letter, sent to the churches to read aloud, was in one Greek sentence. And so it's got so much packed into it. I'm going to circle round and give you some of those words and some of those blessings. We are blessed. We're not threatened. We're not punished. We're not challenged and cursed. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We're not given houses and cars and jobs and jewelry, but spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms, the unseen world of the spiritual reality. We have been chosen. The security of our worth is God's choice. Our value and our lives are in his hands. Many have debated the meaning of that, but the point to take away today is the security in Christ, and it is in love and for God's good purposes, the best for us. God is for us, not against us. And in contrast to our culture of criticism, the social media storm that descends on people the minute there's a mistake, God chooses us to be holy and to be blameless, to be set apart, to be re-stood upon the rock of forgiveness, which he gives us. The future is beautiful, not hemmed in with criticism and judgment. We are adopted. We are adopted to be his precious children in his sight, taken lock, stock and barrel into a new spiritual family. That is God's gift to us. We are offered grace, and we've preached on it so many times, the undeserved kindness and mercy of God, not earned, but given to us. Remember the prodigal son returning to the father running down the road, hitching up his robes to throw his arms around that son and welcome him back, the grace of God. We are taken from all forms of slavery, whether it be slaves to ourselves, slaves to money, slaves to power, slaves to the opinions of others, to shopping, to pornography, to drink, whatever it is. We are redeemed. We are removed from slavery to freedom, to a new and redeemed life. We are forgiven. We are truly forgiven. And we're given a new place in a new community. St. Paul says, this is the mystery. And we think, well, what mystery? The mystery of Jew and Gentile together brought into one beautiful family, male and female, slave and free, black and white, Jew and Gentile, young and old, all are welcome, all are brought together in one united family under one head, who is Jesus Christ. Are you still up for more? We have heard the word of truth, not fake news, the word of truth, which is the gospel of our salvation. And we respond to the good news and we receive God's saving grace. We no longer belong to ourselves, but to a new leader, to Christ himself. And as the engagement ring or the promissory note, the seal of what is to come, we are given his Holy Spirit as a seal. Wow, so we've circled round like you would coming in from that amazing perspective to all these landmarks of our gospel. Which is it for you that rings true? Which is it for you that brings you up short and says, wow, that's amazing, I need to know more? We are impacted again. Is it the security of being chosen? You did not choose me. I chose you, said Jesus. You have chosen to be blameless and holy for noble purposes, adopted into the new family. How great is the love that the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. We have been saved by grace through faith. This is the gift of God, not by works, so that we can boast. We have redemption, the forgiveness of sin, saved from misery, hopelessness, given a new future and a new hope, included into the new family, given the word of truth, the spirit of truth, marked with a seal. Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Which one of those blessings is it for you? Why don't we write it down? Why don't we note it in our phones now? Why don't we jot it and say, that is the word that has spoken to me this morning. That is the landmark of my spiritual life, which I want to know more, which I want to understand and live in that truth. Which is the impact for you? Which is the impact for me? St. Paul says these blessings are this wonderful new start is for the purposes for God's glory. It's not for our self-fulfillment, but we are blessed to be a blessing for the praise of God's glory. Blessed to be a blessing for the praise of God's glory. Let us soak it in and rejoice in it. I confess that when I first became a Christian as a teenager, these new things I was discovering bowled me over. I was bowled over and I read and I read and I rejoiced. And then as we go on in the Christian life and as I've gone on, sometimes I start to take things for granted. Sometimes I stop being thrilled and excited. I remember Amy Carmichael's words from a book called If the praise of men elates me and his blame depresses me, if I cannot rest under misunderstanding without defending myself, if I love to be loved more than to love, to be served more than to serve, then I know nothing of Calvary love. I know nothing of Calvary love. That challenged me then to hold really high, to live out the gospel in all its fullness. And yet with time passing, it's easy to let those truths become too familiar. So how do we keep ourselves fresh? How do we keep ourselves grateful? We say sorry every week. We come into church and we say sorry to God for the week we've had. And we know that our slate is wiped clean. The rubbish is removed. We should be bouncing with joy at the freedom that God gives us. We can change our culture in our lives and in our churches. We always say this wonderful phrase, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Culture eats strategy for breakfast. You can have all the strategic plans in the world, the PMAPs, the mission action plans, the values. But if we don't get the culture right, none of that will work. And our culture needs to be one of celebration of the blessings that God has given to us and the living them out. So this chapter of Ephesians 1 is really important. Now, you also know, as well as Amy Carmichael, one of my favorite preachers is Desmond Tutu. And here are his words. In the early church, people were attracted to it, not so much by the preaching, but by the fact that they saw Christians as a community living a new life. As if what God had done was important and had made a difference. They saw a community of those who, whether poor or rich, male or female, slave or free, young or old, all quite unbelievably loved and cared for each other. It was the lifestyle of Christians that welcomed people in. And we witness too by being a community of reconciliation, a forgiving community of the forgiven. How much does the world need that today? And so, finally, have you ever bought somebody a gift, well chosen, thought through, saved up for, wrapped up beautifully and presented as a gift? And the gift has been received and it's been a bit lukewarm, maybe unwrapped and put to the side. Let's not do that with this gift of God, the spiritual blessings that we have been given. We are forgiven, included, marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. Then we live by the Spirit. We keep in step with the Spirit. We listen. We listen to his promptings and we trust in his power. And together we reveal the goodness of God, the grace, mercy, peace, and kindness. Blameless, redeemed, saved, holy, precious. Let us be blessed to be a blessing to the praise of God our Father. Amen.